Yep, well, that's the reality. You're going to have to do that. So, but I don't know how long Sue was with you, but, you know, that of course, is how it happens. We had some, you know, we lost one gal that was, I mean, she pretty much ran the show, and when she left, this was way back, she was the current, you know, the guy that ran the shop. It was his right-hand gal, and the new regime didn't, you know, have a rapport with her. Like, she had, you know, she was the previous guy that ran the joint's darling. You know, he you know, couldn't think any higher, you know, ever and all that, and knew what she did and what she brought to the table. And then when the new management came in, she was just another, you know, number in that, and that rubbed her the wrong way, and it went back and forth for a little bit, you know, and she tried to stay under the new regime, but she just finally left in frustration. It's like, it's a combination thing. She has to understand that she had a special rapport with, you know, the previous, you know, management, you know, and the management had to realize that she had certain, you know, skills and stuff. It just, that stuff dies, you know, with all that, and probably for the better, you know, but she was fantastic. I mean, she really, you know, we used to joke she ran the place. That's not far from the truth. And then, you know, and then she had somebody she was working with and training younger that would have, should have, could have, you know, taken over. But she ended up leaving, too. They just, they all retired, you know, and when the kids got older, and they retired down to Florida. So that didn't work out. Then we struggled for a while trying to find somebody, you know, capable of coming in and, you know, figuring everything out, because it was just a job, you know, and it's like no, nothing. And then I got lucky as hell. I had somebody that needed the benefits, right? You know, they were way overqualified and, you know, had an MBA in business, and she was just fantastic and came in and just, I was like in heaven. This was like, oh, my God. You know, but of course, it was short-lived. She was, you know, long story, you know, but she, well, not short-lived, but she eventually, you knew that her skills were going to take her other places. And when certain things fell into place for her, of course, she's still with us, but not with my office. So, and, you know, it's, I still talk to her periodically, but she's moved on to bigger and better and more lucrative things, which, understandably, you know, she... You know, I was lucky to have her for when I did. So it's just, it's tough, man, to find somebody and get the, you know, get the rapport and all that stuff. So you're gonna probably struggle with it. You're gonna have to find a way to make that work. And maybe somebody a little older, you know, maybe wants to do something, you know, retired from some big, you know, big highfalutin thing, wants maybe do something a little bit closer to home or more convenient. You find somebody that, where the circumstances, you know, match their lifestyle or something, make some sort of a, you know. Hold on. I was really gabbing there. I don't know. I have any idea if I timed out or not. But, you know, find somebody that, you know, has some sort of incentive for working, you know, at your particular place.
Yeah. Well, you know, she was 25 years. So, and I mean, and everything was good. And we, you know, we knew this day was coming. I mean, it was like... You know, she kept saying it was coming, and, you know, and the other thing, too, you know, is her, she probably would have stayed another year, but her husband was a couple years older, and he'd been at home alone, you know, for a couple years, and he's, you know, still very healthy, still very active, still very everything, and, you know, and he wanted to go. So last year, he bought a travel trailer and a brand new pickup truck. And a house up north, and, you know, we all kept telling our partner, you know, okay, Stevie, you know, she's moving, she's going, and I think he was in a state of denial. I just still think he's in a state of denial, and right just before Christmas, she retired, and he grabbed her and sold their house and put her in that travel trailer, and they're out in Arizona or somewhere over there. I think it's Arizona, whatever, somewhere southwest, and they're going to stay there till the weather breaks, and then they're going to come back and go northern Michigan. So I have a feeling that that travel trailer is going to get a lot of miles on it, you know. I mean, it's going to go, you know, like, what do we call them, snowbirds? He wanted to become a snowbird, and I have a good feeling that he's a snowbird. So, which is fine. I don't blame them, you know. You sit at home alone while somebody else, your partner, is still working. It gets kind of old. So she was catching it at home, too, you know. So, and like I said, everything was just, you know, different. And, of course, you know, 25 years, she had her name. And like I said, nothing dishonest. But she had her name and her power on everything. And, I mean, you know, none of us, like, my name's not on very much. And so, like, I can't just pick up the phone and say, okay, just transfer the money. It's like, well, where's Ruth Ann? It's like, oh, my God.